Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined by Joe Lennon, climate editor of the Sunday Times Ireland. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
We are talking about clothing, what it's made of, and what the tag might tell us.
Yes, and what really brought this to my attention was, you might have seen over the last few weeks in the news, there was a lot of controversy about recycling bins all over the country being full, being very messy, and there's a whole myriad of reasons that is happening, but it really comes down to our clothes and the tags and the fact that we don't know how to read them and we don't know what they mean.
Now, most of our clothing, it turns out, is plastic.
Over half of our clothing is plastic. If you check the tags of whatever you're wearing right now, I guarantee you there will be some kind of synthetic component in there, whether it's polyester or nylon, or it'll be a blend of synthetic.
I mean, it could be a linen mix, for example, because pure linen just gets crushed.
It gets so crumpled. So yes, there'll be a little synthetic in there to stop that. And listen, synthetics aren't all bad, you know, especially if you're looking at performance wear, if you're looking at protective gear, as you say, if you're looking for a natural material that maybe is a little bit more wearable, synthetics are necessary and they have their place. But the issue is that most of our clothing now is made from pure petroleum plastic. That's not going to degrade. That's very, very poor quality. And that, by the way, you are being charged out extraordinary amounts for it. Like, the people who are producing plastic clothing are doing it for virtually nothing, but they're charging you a lot.
So that's why when you want to send something back, sometimes they will say, don't bother.
Don't bother, because it's not worth it for them. It would be more expensive for them to unpack something, get a human being to check it, put it back out onto the shelves. No, it goes into the landfill.
So what is natural? I mean, denim jeans, for example, natural?
Denim jeans, your cotton t-shirt. Like, take for instance, a cotton t-shirt. If you actually put that into the ground, if it's an organic cotton t-shirt or if it's good quality cotton t-shirt, it will degrade in about 2 to 3 months. It will actually disappear, which is amazing. Whereas if you take something like, you know, a polyester t-shirt, that is going to be there for years and years and years. And that's really what this comes down to. It's just waste.
I bought a shirt when I was away in Australia made of bamboo.
Bamboo, amazing material that is actually becoming really, really popular now, and it's being scaled up. Completely natural, very, very breathable, very soft, wears very well. And it's the same with hemp. And you know, in Ireland, we're very, very good at growing hemp. So we could have our own little hemp textile industry here if we played our cards right. It would be amazing.
Now, we do consume a lot of clothing in Ireland. How bad are we in terms of, you know, disposable stuff?
We love getting dressed up, and I suppose we do have such a great culture around, you know, putting on a nice outfit, but we are at double the rate of EU consumption of clothing. And that is one of the reasons.
Double the rate.
Double the rate, yes. The EU rate is about 23 kilograms, I think, and we're at about 56. So we're massive fashion lovers, and that's wonderful. And it, of course, it's such an important way for us to express ourselves. And as a former fashion editor, I would be, you know, I would not be judging anyone for enjoying their fashion. But how we're actually managing that and the items that we're choosing and how we're recycling it is such a big issue, and we really need to tackle it.
I mean, single-use garments. I mean, people buy an outfit for one occasion and then junk it.
They do. 100 million single-use outfits were worn in 2019. And that's actually grown since after the pandemic. I don't have the exact stats since then, but the last count was 100 million, which is phenomenal. And look, brand...
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTIX or cosentix.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Made it very, very cheap and easy for us to buy an outfit for an occasion. But then the thing is, what I always find is if you do buy a plastic piece of clothing, it's not that comfortable. You sweat in it. It's not nice to wear. So then you're not going to wear it again. Then it does become something that you want to donate or you want to recycle or you want to get rid of.
So what do you think we should do? You talk about the tag. What should the tag be telling us?
So the best thing to do is, especially if you're spending, you know, some of your hard-earned cash on a new outfit, check what it's made of. Because if it's made of, you know, completely synthetic materials, you should not be paying a lot for that garment. Like, that is
so
a very
you might
cheap...
have a designer garment, but it's made of very cheap material.
And people will always get fooled into that path. They'll say, oh, like, you know, I'm going to go designer, I'm going to invest, but they'll end up buying plastic. And so many designers, if you go into shops today and pick out your favorite designer, look at the components, I guarantee you there are garments being charged 200, 300, 400 euro that are made of plastic, which is outrageous. So you need to know what you're paying for. If you're paying for an organic cotton, if you're paying for an organic denim, that is going to be worth your money. It's going to wear really well and it is going to have a really long shelf life.
Is there any certification where we can know, you know, that this garment has been produced in a responsible way?
There's two, I guess, when it comes to materials, and that's Ecotex, which looks at, you know, the quality of a natural material, and then Fair Trade are great as well in terms of, you know, how a material has been grown. But there is a massive gap in this. And I think one of the struggles that people have is it's so complex. Like, people, when they will look at a tag, will think like, what does this mean? What is this garment made of? What do these percentages mean? And also, how do I take care of it? It's very, very complex. Now, the EU are looking to tackle it. Before 2030, they've suggested that every single garment that is sold in the EU should have a QR code, which will be a digital product passport. And what that will be is that you'll scan it and all of your information will be there. Where was it made? Who was it made by? Were they paid a living wage? What is the material? How do I look after it? Imagine if you could just scan that and find all that out. That would help you make better choices.
I found it mystifying in the garment I was looking at. I looked at the tag and how to care for it, and I didn't understand half the symbols. And then I went online and there were ambiguous symbols, shall we say. So I didn't know what to do.
And this is the thing, garment care is so important. And if we can't understand what we're buying or how to look after it, of course we're going to produce a lot more waste.
So what happens to garments when you put them in the recycling bin?
So I talked to the experts at Oxfam, because this is such a muddy waters, and I actually found it very hard to find out the information. Like, one of the major operations in Ireland is very scant on its information on its website. So I went to Oxfam and asked them, and they basically explained to me that there are kind of three tiers. There's one tier of recycling bin which will be run by a charity, and if you're looking for that, it'll have the CY number on the bin. And what happens is the charity takes that, they go through everything, anything that can be resold they'll resell, anything that can't they'll manage it responsibly. Then there's kind of another two tiers. One tier is, you know, they're privately run and they just take everything, kind of give it a rough sort, and then they export to the third world. And the problem is the third world don't want these plastic items because they're absolutely invaluable.
So it'll be a massive mound of stuff.
Mounds. And if you go on to Google Satellite right now, you can see the mounds in the Atacama Desert of the clothing that we're exporting. It is horrifying. So that's the other one. And then the third, which Oxfam says kind of the gold standard, are these private companies who will sort things really, really specifically. So they'll send things to charity shops, they'll send things that need to be repaired, they'll send things that can be reused, and they do it really forensically. But when you're recycling an item at your local authority or, you know, in your local bring centre, it's very difficult to know where that's going. So their advice really is to donate. That's what they want. And they said, look, even if you're not sure, bring it to a charity shop because they will do the work for you, and really they can resell that item within the community.
Jo Lennon, climate editor with Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.